Did you know that gladiators rarely died in battle? That daylight savings time was originally intended for bug collecting? And that the man who created the Headless Horseman also invented Santa Claus? Learn the truth behind these and much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
I do believe in like adaptation, you know, animals like, you know, adapting to the environment. What I'm not so keen on is speciation. I don't really believe in like an animal turning into another animal and then being unable to then like reproduce with the previous animal and that being a whole system. So like for instance, like a liger or a mule, like I see no evidence of those things actually becoming other animals and making other offspring. They cannot reproduce with horses.
That's not how hybridization is not how speciation happens in the wild, except with plants. It's basically known to be a pretty common phenomenon among plants. But what happens is species evolve the exact same way languages evolve. Before modern Portuguese and modern Spanish existed, there was a large population of people that spoke whatever the ancestral language for both of those is. But one of those groups of people ended up on the far west side of the Iberian Peninsula. The rest stayed in Spain, Catalonia, or whatever those different areas are called. And because there was not so much back and forth between them, because those groups of people were separated, the microscopic ways in which people just kind of naturally changed the language generation after generation, all those microscopic changes, those micro mutations, accumulate over huge numbers of generations to the point where the languages are completely different. Now, there is hybridization in languages that occurs. They're called creoles, and those are really fascinating, but that's a completely different sort of thing as well. So, no, I mean, people don't really have a great sense because I guess it just isn't taught very well how two species get, how they get speciated. One of the, it almost always happens because of geographic isolation.
Right, and my issue here with that, though, I mean, we've never witnessed it or observed that ever occurring. And I know
you don't have. No, we have.
Okay, what's an example of that?
The big bird lineage of ground finches in Daphne Major in the Galapagos, the London underground mosquito. We've seen that happen. There have been some pretty fascinating experimental, like lab experiments with unicellular organisms where we've taken yeast and actually turned them into a multicellular organism before. And that clearly can't be the same organism the experiment started with.
So here's my thing, right? So I've actually had this debate with other people, and every time I look into this, most of the time, it never really explicitly stated that the thing cannot reproduce. So for instance, with the Galapagos thing, I have seen no study saying those cannot reproduce with the other finches that grew the longer beaks. I've never seen that study. They choose not to. That happens, but they can't.
Yes. Well, but that is one of the definitions of a species. And again, we wouldn't expect, like, this would not be evolution. An animal gives birth to an animal that is radically different from it. So different that it can't reproduce with any member of the rest of the population. That's not evolution, right? Because that obviously wouldn't work, because then no species could form because everything born is reproductively incompatible. What happens instead is you get a kind of speciation where the organisms, through behavior or morphology or whatever, simply the vast majority of the time don't reproduce, or maybe they just factually never do because of like geographic separation. But that separation they have, we can't observe them for thousands of years. And animal reproduction, for the most part, is at a pace where that is the amount of time you'd have to be observing them to really see it. But we see the initiation of that all the time.
So I can make my claim more narrow. And I'm saying, though, there is still, okay, what I'm saying is if an animal chooses not to mate with another animal, fine. But I'm more so directly describing an animal not being able to then, through millions of years of, again, either adaptation or geographical change, not being able to reproduce with the original progenitor. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm claiming. That's never occurred to me.
Well, that's not the kind, again, for the reasons I stated a little bit ago, that's not the kind of thing you would expect us to be able to see. Like, if species could really form in a manner of, like, a human generation to that degree, that would be a huge problem for evolution, because evolution proposes that these things occur over vast stretches of time, not very quickly. That would be really inconvenient for us, actually, because that would, in a way, it would kind of be support for the Noah's flood narrative of at least how the world got populated with over a million species when they were clearly only a few thousand at best on the ark.
Again, though, okay, so, like, I mean, I kind of, I don't know if I'm tripping here, though, but I kind of don't feel, I feel like I'm being pretty clear on my, okay, hold on, okay. So maybe I can do this instead. So when we say evolution, right, we're speaking about animals' abilities to adapt to environment and change over time, correct?
When we're talking about speciation?
Evolution.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, so through evolution, though, are you saying, like, a speciation is not an entailment of evolution?
It's like a necessary part of it.
Okay, right. Okay, so and I'm saying, though, fine, and if that's true, all I am saying to that point, though, and I get what you're saying, is that, it doesn't happen very quickly. And I'm not even saying it does happen very quickly. I'm not making that claim at all, though. All I'm saying, though, is that I have no reason to believe so, that is the case, due to the fact, yes, primarily I've not observed it, or, like, for instance, right now, out of all the animals that you listed to me earlier that you say we do know have done a speciation, none of them actually can't reproduce with a progenitor. It's all choice. So that's where the brick wall I'm running into, the whole evolution. That's my issue with it. So, yeah.
Yeah, except the genetic and fossil evidence incontrovertibly shows, first of all, a history of life going through progressive stages on our planet where the species of today didn't exist in the past. That is just absolutely what evolution is. And the genetic evidence overwhelmingly displays the degree to which things are related is 100% what you would expect based on the categories that we started inventing like 300 years ago. So before we could sequence genomes and tell whether or not any species is related and to what degree they are related, it was predicted, well, we have the primates, right? They should be more close to each other than anything else is, or than they are to anything else. And primates should be more similar to, what are we most closely related to? I looked this up the other day, actually. I don't remember. I think it's I don't remember. Yeah. But anyways, primates should be more closely related to mammals in general than any other animal life form. And all animals should be more close to each other than they are to any other kingdom of life. And literally all of that has come true in exactly the way we would expect.
But, hold on. Just because the ends of a mean occur does not mean the mode that you think caused those things is true, though, is all I'm saying. Like, I find it so weird because, for instance, if I say I'm more of a creationist more than evolution, people will tell me, how can you claim such a thing when God doesn't, or you can't prove God exists, blah, 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 and these sort of things. And I'm like, well, with your evolution take, I mean, you are jumping to some conclusions here that have not been founded. So I was like, I don't see how you could be so, like, absolute in your statement. I really don't understand that.
I'm telling, evolution makes extremely specific predictions and they all came true. I mean, all I'm telling you,
such as
the genetic evidence I just went over, the fossil record is also extremely robust and convincing. So I'm not telling you, like, in the mathematical sense, this has been proven, but it's been established. I mean, the supporting evidence is as strong as you could ever hope for.